from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was trying to show, and I wouldn't say that it's natural. I would say that it's come from the hard work here and us being here working together, building this thing together as we go, and then also, you know, the years of work of getting here and now being the Chicago Bear. So it's, you know, I think it just comes from a lot of hard work over time and being around these guys. They make it a lot easier for me.
Tyler Farrell doing a lot of work with the music here today, making for some of us of a certain age, it is indeed true. And I should say that Dave Wannstedt did have a really good quarterback for a couple of years before Eric Kramer broke his neck, because then he had his one shot at it. That's the last time it was all aligned. The last time before this one.
Easy, pal.
That a coach, the general manager, team president, everybody involved were agreed on who the quarterback should be. And here they are, offensive coordinator too, and they finally have done it with this man, Caleb Williams.
I like when coaches talk about players, and I love when defensive coaches talk about offensive players, because it gives you an opportunity to see it from the other perspective. So when I heard Wani this morning talking about Caleb Williams, my ears perked up a little bit. Why don't we start with what Wani saw and he liked?
Number one, I like the number of plays that he played. You know, I really was afraid that it was going to be six plays, one pass, you know, four runs, punt the ball, and that was the end of it. But as I was watching that game, I mean, it really gave the coaching staff, from a coaching perspective, I would sit back and say, you know, we got a chance to see him under in a third and long situation. We got to see him on a lot of the naked bootleg rollout passes. We got to see him under pressure, get hit, get knocked down, you know, and come right back the next play. We saw him scramble. You know, that was the big thing that, and he has kind of alluded to it. Oh, I'm not a runner. But, you know, I think you got to, everybody has Justin Fields in their mind and the type of play. Well, this guy is a completely different player. But he did show the coaches and the fans and the media, everybody, that, hey, I'm a good enough athlete. If I got to scramble for a first down, I'll do it, which he did. You know, the defense was playing a man coverage. So what I loved about it was we got a chance to see him do about five different things, which is really crazy. You know, to come out of a preseason game as a rookie and be able to say, okay, we saw him do that. We saw him do that. So it was a really good plan. I'm going to give the coaches some credit. You know, Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. I mean, the plan that they had for him to give him a variety of plays where he had to do a variety of different things to execute. Boy, what a great way to get the thing started.
That's Dave Wannstedt. Go breaking news here on 670 The Score that's presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Adam Schefter has just tweeted this. Vikings rookie first-round pick J.J. McCarthy is expected to undergo knee surgery that will determine how much time he will be sidelined. McCarthy complained about knee soreness over the weekend and underwent an MRI Monday night.
Well, here's hoping that it's just like a piece of cartilage or something. They go in and scope it, and he's good to go.
However, especially for someone his age, he may have a decision to make. And that decision is repair or resect. If it is what you think, and there's an edge of cartilage there, when you tell a young player, any orthopedic surgeon is going to tell a young player, you'll return quicker with a resection. It may shorten your career.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sit out longer now, have it repaired. And if I were in his position, where I'm not the starter at the moment, and I've got the rest of my life ahead of me,
take your red shirt.
I think I would... Whether it's a half a season red shirt or whatever it is, I think I would have it repaired and not resected. It's one thing if a 33-year-old.
But we don't really even know what it is.
We don't. Like, but
it could be something really. It could be a really simple thing,
or it could be something horrible. We don't know. But if it's very likely a meniscal issue. That's the highest likelihood for a young player.
Yeah.
It wasn't sort of an automatic, ow, I felt it when it happened. If it's something that has become chronic, that was sore over the weekend, and it very likely could be that. So this is an exploratory surgery, which is interesting.
That's the part that gives me pause if I'm a Vikings fan.
Sure, because it means that their imaging didn't give them a clear enough picture.
Yep. But hopefully it's not something severe, and I think that he should take all the time that he needs, because while he may have pushed for the starting job in Minnesota, it wasn't guaranteed. And fine, like, go get yourself right and then come back and play. Nobody's on the line yet. The season can go on. Go get yourself completely right and then go compete next year, or be given the job probably next year. Back to the Bears quarterback. So you heard what Wani had to say on the good front about Caleb Williams. Here in watching the game and watching the tape is what he thinks Caleb needs to work on.
The biggest thing that coming out of college was when he did have pressure and he got out of the pocket, the one he hit Komet on the sideline was a great throw. Don't get me wrong, and I don't want to take anything away from him, but he's going to be in those situations, and the down-the-field throw, the 15, the 20-yard throw might not be there, but the easier high-percentage throw might be. You know, so that was the only thing that when I really studied him coming out of college, I thought a lot of his sacks and some of his turnovers were caused because he was really trying to push the ball down the field and push the ball down the field. When it becomes live and it's the real season, all of a sudden those – The DBs, everything is a little more intense on defense. That pass rush is a little bit more intense, yeah. You know. So you know, it was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. And it showed that he has the ability to do that. We'll see when it becomes real, if he'll have an opportunity to make those plays.
Fair enough. I think that's some solid observational skill being given to us there in evidence from Dave Wannstedt. But you hear the old school coming through, just the fact that he liked that he played and he liked that he was tested in all these different ways.
What's really interesting about it, and I know that we're going to have a discussion about this topic later on, I think that it couldn't have gone better if you scripted the practice for Caleb. Want to see you against a base 4-3. Cool. Want to see what happens when you blitz. Cool. Want to see what happens when the defense shows one look pre-snap and then changes post-snap. Cool. Want to see what happens when you get pressured. Want to see what happens when the pocket collapses on a screen play. I don't know if you're a head coach putting your joint practice together, if you could have put together a better opportunity than what happened naturally in the game for Caleb Williams.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Speaking of joints, Adam Schefter follows up. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy indeed has a torn meniscus in his right knee, according to head coach Kevin O'Connell. So when they say the surgery will determine the amount of time that he's out, if they know already before they go in it's a torn meniscus, it's going to be exactly what we said. They'll look at it, and then they'll tell him before they go in, repair or resect. That's the decision you have to make. And they'll give him a timetable, and he'll decide if he wants to be immobilized for X amount of time and have to build back all those muscles. But it's probably the smart thing to do for a kid.
Good luck to him.
That's what I. If he's asking me if it were my son in that situation, I would advise repair. There's no reason to pull tissue out of your body when you don't have to.
Not at all. What did you think of what Wani said about Caleb?
I think I agree with most of it. I like the fact that Dave is not over the top in praise or criticism at this point, because I still think, you know, when I make fun of Dave for being old school, but he's also aware that football's hard, mm-hmm. and being a rookie quarterback is hard. And everything he says to me is underpinned with that understanding that until he can really show when he's in peril that he can make plays, that his timing mechanisms, his targeting devices are all properly calibrated, and that he's able to stay out of harm's way, that we'll know when we see it live.
Yes, all of those things that you're talking about, and it's why I'm such a fan of the live portion of this. And I get that there's the risk. But when you're talking about a young quarterback, like there's no risk in, like there's risk, but when it comes to veteran quarterbacks, I don't need to see Patrick Mahomes play a preseason game. For the most part, I don't need to see Joe Burrow play a game. Unless there is something that guys are working on, then I don't need to see them play. When you're trying to figure out what any of these young guys can do, to me, it's valuable. I know that the coaches are starting to go in another way on that, and it seems like the league is probably at some point just going to be like, you know what? Screw the preseason, 20 games, here we go. But I just think when you're talking about an evaluation process, and there's so many of these young quarterbacks that don't have a big, because it's become like a factory at the places where you're getting these quarterbacks from, they don't have a lot of games played as a starter.
Well, look, Florio was talking about it this morning on the Mully and Haas show with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris, and just saying that those early season games, and Florio always says, don't worry about the first couple weeks being an indication of how good teams are. That's just been a staple. He's always said it. And he copped to it and said, even though I say that, those wins and losses count as much as any other at the end of the season. You know, these seasons, there's so many games now that we start, and we know how many games they're going to be, and we start to think, oh, yeah, well, you play your way into shape. Those you don't want to be in the hunt at the end and missing one of those wins because you weren't ready. You can't have the first four games become the new de facto preseason. You can't. And the Bears should know that better than anybody after what 0-4 last year.
They should. You don't want to start making decisions based on it. And it's the whole thing is when I watch Caleb Williams play, now that we've gotten the opportunity or hear what he's done in practice, I do feel like you have someone at the position that's maybe more mature than his peers. And maybe that's because he started so young and that he did have the college experience when he was in high school of living on his own, kind of. And you just wonder, like, what goes into having someone be ready for a moment like this? And we haven't seen rattled yet as a Bear. There, he was definitely rattled in South Bend. And that thing that Wani's talking about of pressure, I think there was a couple of different types of pressure on Caleb last year. One of them was being the Heisman Trophy winner and trying to do it back-to-back. The other one was trying to overcome what was a horrible defense and knowing we scored 40, that might not be enough. So I might have to take some risk. It, ordinarily, I just say, let's live to play another down and punt the ball away.
But that doesn't get them anywhere.
But it doesn't get them anywhere. So were there any bad habits that stuck? That's one of the things that I'm looking at. And then there's the pressure of, I'm the number one pick. Everyone is watching every single game, trying to find flaws in my game. I'd love to know, like, I feel like that could be like an hour-long conversation with him.
So interesting, because I was thinking about that. I forgot why his name came up the other day, but thinking about Steve Young and where he started, and you think about the USFL stuff and then being with Tampa and running for his life and trying to chuck it anytime he had a chance while he's running around. And then he goes into the most system-y system that's systemed up to that point.
Get the ball out quick. There's Jerry Rice on a crosser.
And unlearns all that stuff and was able to do it, which is a testament to him and to the coaches.
Ray, let's see if we can get Steve Young on the show.
Because he was great talking about Justin
Fields. Because
you're
on
Fields
a roll right now,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, right? Every phone call comes back a yes.
How about
My goodness. Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.